What is up, everybody? Welcome back to MGM Marketabilities Podcast, where we talk about all things marketing, helping you launch your business, helping you market your business, helping you propel wherever you need to. Not the drink, but, you know, your business. Anyways, today we are talking about some of the best habits that you can have as a marketer or for your marketing. You know, there's a lot of things that I think often get overlooked, and it's kind of just your daily habits when it comes to implementing your marketing or what you should be doing. And so, tip number one, we're just going to get into it. We don't need all the fluff, right? We're going to get into it. So number one is a big one, is time blocking for creativity and for the analytical process. So this is something that, like, whenever you are a practitioner of what you do, so for example, you're a video editor, and you need to be creative, you need to create this video and you know, do creative work within that video, you can't be thinking about finances or anything where you have to just think about numbers or the processes of stuff. Like, you just need to sit down and be creative. And you need to separate those, because the better you separate those, the more you can just hone in and focus on that one thing. So if you need to be creative, you sit down, you be creative. And then if you need to focus on, you know, knocking out the steps to owning the business and whatever, you know, comes along with that, you know, finances, processes, paperwork, whatever it is, separate them, because it doesn't work. You just can't bounce back and forth between being creative and being analytical really easily. Most people can't. Maybe there's some people out there, and if you're like that, teach me, because it's tough, man. It's really tough to be super creative and then all of a sudden get pulled away for something where you don't need to think creatively, you have to think analytically. So separate those two, because you just need to. Second is to make key decisions in the morning. Now hear me out. If you're not a morning person, just hear me out for a second. Don't click off. The reason is because you are the sharpest in the morning. And here's the thing is, well, as you go throughout your day, you're getting bogged down. You're getting input from this person, that person, or maybe you've listened to music or a podcast already or something, and your thoughts are being infiltrated by the world, right? And so you actually think the most clear in the morning, because it's like you just woke up and you're choosing what to focus on and there's less distraction. So number two is to make key decisions in the morning. Don't make decisions at the end of the day, because you're most of the time you're not thinking clearly and you're tired and exhausted and you don't really know what to do. So number three is make sure that you are giving yourself a weekly review of how things performed. So for example, I have my own YouTube channel that goes, it talks about live worship recorded music, okay? Every week I do a full review. What videos are performing well? What videos are not performing well? And I look at it and I try to analyze why. Like, why did this video not perform well? Why did this one perform really well and I didn't think it was? You know what I mean? And so you have to go in and do those weekly reviews, because then that helps you make better decisions on what to do, what to post, when to post, who to post for. You know what I mean? And if you don't know who you're posting for or whatever, you're gonna either keep getting the same exact result or worse, things are gonna take a nosedive. And you definitely do not want that. And then number four, which is my favorite, and I'm implementing it basically into my whole life, is Pareto's principle, right? The 80-20 rule. So if you've not heard this before, which I'd be very surprised if you haven't, but basically the whole principle is that 20% of the things you do produces 80% of the results, right? And then vice versa. 80% of the things you do only produces 20% of the. So, and that's, honestly, they've found that to be almost everywhere in your life, whether it's finances, whether it's health or whatever, like business. But we're talking about marketing is you need to hone in on the things that are actually producing results and then double down on those, because you only really want to hone your marketing in on things that are producing money, that are producing results, that are either maybe it's not money that you're going for, maybe it's followers or leads or whatever. You need to do those things that actually produce those metrics for you, so that you can grow your business, grow your following, and grow your influence, or maybe all three, right? Whatever you need to do. And if you guys want a deeper dive on the 80-20 rule, I would just, comment down below, and maybe we'll do a whole podcast on just Pareto's principle, because it is really important and it is very eye-opening whenever you sit down and realize, oh, I didn't have to do all this stuff to get this result. I only needed to do these few things. So very, very cool. And then last one is try to become a digital minimalist. Now, I know this is kind of backwards, right? Because we're in a very digital world, and you almost feel like if you're going to be in marketing, you have to know all the platforms and all this and all that. And all that might be true, but when I'm talking about digital minimalism is how you're organized in your in the back office, right? Because if you don't have an organization in the back, you're going to lose files. You're like, did this even get posted? Where's the progress on this? If you're like working at an agency like Growing Media, it's like, is this being worked on, or has this even been started? And so, we use a very cool program called Monday.com that helps us do all that. There are so many cool programs. There's even free ones like Notion, that I use for my own personal business, just to keep track of things. Because if you lose track of things, if you don't have a system built in, and things are just spread out, you're just gonna lose your mind. So when I'm talking about digital minimalism, I'm talking about basically just getting organized. And I know I've probably preached that on this podcast a few times, but it's so important, because if you decide, oh, this is what I wanna do for this season, and you already have made content or you've talked about it or whatever, you actually have it stored away in some type of digital file, whether it be on Notion or whatever, so that you can go back, refer to it, grab what you need to grab, post, and then you're off to the races. You're saving so much time. And again, it's that analytical stuff that, like, can you imagine just you end up wanting to look for a file, and you have to take 2 or 3 hours just to find one file because you chose not to get organized? So I would say those are like the top five habits of a marketer. Whether you're in your business or you're not, because if you're not marketing your business won't last very long. And I'm not saying you have to, dump a bunch of money on Facebook ads or on content or anything, but you need to be posting. You need to be out there. People need you and your business and what you do. So I would say, first things first, out of those five tips, I would definitely, I'm trying to think which one I would recommend first. So if you're not doing any of these, I would do the 80-20 rule first. I would analyze... I would try to, figure out what is actually working and what actually adds to the business. Because I feel like there's just so many things that we do that's not adding to the business. Like, did you need to do a professional video edit for that one video? Or do you only need to do that for the ones that are going out as ads? And you can kind of leave the other one a bit more untouched. Just stuff like that, like finding out what is going to save you time and but it's still going to produce the same result or more. Or if you hone in on that one thing, and it's actually going to triple your results because that's the thing that's actually creating the results and everything else isn't. I would do that. If you needed one to actually go for out of that list, I would go for the 80-20 rule. Get zoned in on what works and then do it. as simple as that is, right? We often forget that we actually need to do that thing. So thank you guys for joining the podcast. I hope this was helpful. Comment down below if it was, and we will see you next week.